But Jesus goes further to say, in the wood you are told, do not commit adultery. Now I say, if you look at a woman lustfully, you have already committed adultery. It is not that you have been tempted to commit adultery. You have already committed adultery. Do you see how many of us are adulterers by this definition? You just need to look at a girl and you say you are admiring her. The first look, no big deal. The second look is when you are looking at her anatomy. By that time, you have crossed the line. And the word of God is not saying you have been tempted. The word of God is saying you now have committed adultery. That's the standard. And I keep telling young people, if you come to where you start looking at adultery as such, in the mind, you will never do the physical one. Because you struggle there. There's no time you will sleep with a girl until it starts in the mind. So if you are able to manage it in the mind, then it will not happen. The reason why we end up having sex outside marriage is because we do not deal with it at the mind level. We look at a woman lustfully and regard it not as a temptation, but as sin, and repent immediately. Then the next thing will not happen. And I think it's something that we need to ask yourself. Do you see yourself as looking at that as sin? That makes pornography enter into that realm. It means that you cannot feed your mind on that, although pornography may also be related to masturbation. But all that is part of immorality.